Summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere in less than 2 weeks. Of course, we've had some summer-like weather up to this point already, but things have taken a spring-like turn over the past couple of days. In fact, we've taken a pretty large step back on the thermometer. Temperatures today are running well below seasonable levels, and our temperatures today are fairly close to what is normal during the first part of May. So we're about a month or so behind on the weather, but it's made for a very pleasant day. It's not too hot. Some may argue it's too cool. And there is a gusty breeze out of the west and northwest that is blowing at times up around 30 miles per hour. So there's arguably a little bit of a wind chill across our area on this Thursday afternoon. Moving into tonight, we'll have partly cloudy to mainly clear skies. It'll still be breezy at times, though not as windy as it is today. Our temperatures tonight will be on the cool side, running mainly in the 40s. A few spots across the south will be close to the 50-degree mark. And moving into the day on Friday, we wrap up the work week with a nice spring-like day, with a blend of clouds and sunshine, a few more clouds across the north country, otherwise a good amount of sunshine, especially from the capital region on south. It will be breezy, but not as windy as today, and a few degrees warmer. We'll say about 4 or 5 degrees warmer than today, and that'll put daytime high temperatures mainly in the 60s to near 70 degrees, though south of Albany we should be a few degrees above that 70-degree mark. Then moving into the weekend, we return the threat for some unsettled weather. And on Saturday, the disturbance will approach from the west, so morning sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, and we will ramp up our chances for showers and thunderstorms Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. And already, a couple of days out, the Storm Prediction Center is highlighting our area for at least the potential for some severe weather on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. So that's something that we will have to monitor over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, cool with less wind, with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and a bit warmer, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, cool with less wind than today, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and a bit warmer, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, diminishing wind, low 45 to 50. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and a bit warmer, with highs in the lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, cool, with diminishing wind, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and a bit warmer, high 65 to 70. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s, and on Sunday, a mixture of clouds and sun, a chance of showers mainly across the north country, windy, with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.